Well, we do have a common understanding already, which is called the Status of Force Agreement, whereby the government of South Sudan and the United Nations have agreed what is the legal framework within which we are working. So the common agreement does exist. I mean, obviously, the unfortunate mistake that was made with the road convoy of Rumbek has prompted the government to question the United Nations' good intentions and good faith. And that's the reason why we do have actually currently a high-level delegation, because we want to understand the circumstances. We want to share our understanding of the circumstances of this regrettable incident. And we want to reestablish with the government the good intentions and the good faith that have always proceeded in our dealings with the government.
Again, the government has accused UNMISS for having kept the IDPs in the camps.
I think it's been very important that we've opened our gates where civilians in South Sudan were facing imminent threat. As you know, the protection of civilians is altogether the primary responsibility of the national authorities, but it's also an integral part of the Chapter 7 of the deployment of peacekeeping operations. When the government is not in a position to protect its own civilian, which is what happened after the violence on the 15th of December, the United Nations peacekeeping operation feels it is its duty to open the gates and to be able to provide this physical protections to civilians. So it's not that we've kept civilians on our compound, it's that civilians voted with their feet. And when it comes to safety, they decided after the 15th of December to come and seek protections on our protection of civilian sites next to our bases. Close to 80,000 people who are displaced on our bases, and that's only a tenth of the entire displacement throughout the country, would be going back voluntarily to their homes, and they are in our compound. We haven't kept them, they've made the decision.
Based on the statement you made earlier on that you have an agreement with the government, the government stated again that if UNMISS do not comply with the policies that they put in place, checking of trucks whenever they are taking some goods, that they will revisit then the status force agreement in June 2014, which is soon to come.
What I can say for a fact is that the people of South Sudan badly needs the United Nations to resume their activities throughout the country. And that doesn't go, there's no if there. It is a fact. We need to resume our activities. We need to be able, in the framework of a status of force agreement, but as a matter of principle, we need to be able to have freedom of movement, to travel throughout the country, and especially bearing in mind that we only have a couple of weeks left before the rainy season starts. And the rainy season is going to be the biggest inability to move throughout the country.
With the IDPs in UNMISS compound, there are various UNMISS locations that are protecting the civilians, the IDPs in here. With the onset of the rain, conditions have changed for them. What provision does UNMISS give to at least consider their humanitarian situation inside?
The best solution would be for people to feel safe enough to go back to their homes. Provided they don't feel safe enough to go back to their homes, we had two types of measures that we've been taking. One is to extend the protection of civilian sites that we already have in order to be able to provide better conditions for the people who are on our protection of civilian sites. This is happening in Malakal, Bentiu, Bor, and Juba. In addition, and in agreement with the government, we are also building new protection sites. Thanks to Chinese funding, is going to be near UN House Jebel on the land that was made available by the government, and another one in Bor. And I will say, not as a measure, but as a support, we are working extremely hard on increasing all sorts of drainage, using honeysuckers to be able to dry the land, reestablishing latrine, so as much as possible, people can enjoy better conditions in view of the coming rains.